Graham spent the day at Operation New Hope in downtown Jacksonville, learning firsthand how the job's done.
I've had a chance to participate in the various departments, including the intake department, and just was talking with clinical services about the mental health services that they provide.
Since announcing her candidacy earlier this month, the former Democratic Panhandle Congresswoman has worked everywhere from a renewable energy company to Carroll City Senior High School in Miami, where in the mid-70s, her father started his 100 workday journey. Former Florida Governor Bob Graham ran for U.S. Senate after a Miami teacher challenged him to run one of her classes. He would eventually experience the lives of 100 Floridians before winning. But the younger Graham is running in a completely different political climate. Both parties are experiencing fractures after an especially polarized presidential election. So she says her campaign's first goal is unity.
What I love to do is bring people together. It's what I've done in my professional life throughout my career. Get people into a room who often disagree with each other, and let's actually have a civil conversation about what is the right solution moving forward. And for the state of Florida, that's what I will do.
Graham is facing longtime friend and Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum and South Florida businessman Chris King in the Democratic primary. Meanwhile, State Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam is widely seen as the Republican frontrunner. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.